Do you remember any of the mayors or where have you shopped? Tell me about Main Street. Were there any shops that you shopped on Main Street or?
When we moved up here, it was a grocery store, a shoe shop, and
there have been a couple of barber stores and some restaurants.
And barber shop and the post office.
Where was the post office?
Post office was up Main Street there where, mm-hmm. where Red Bulls was. Let me see. Right down the corner, I think, on after you cross the street from that First Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I think
on the side of Depot?
Mm-hmm. First I was right up there. Mm-hmm. And they moved it, they have post office on there, moved two or three times.
It has. It's a very mobile post office. Mm-hmm. Did you shop in Davidson or did you shop in Charlotte or Mooresville?
Well, you see, Davidson didn't have but one closed store. We have to go to Charlotte and mm-hmm. get what you, you know, you get a little bit of grocery there in Davidson.
Where did you get your hair done? Did you do that at home or did you go to Charlotte?
I do, see. Mm-hmm. There's some ladies had some beauty parlors they could go to that.
Did they have them in their homes rather than on Main Street?
No, it wasn't on Main Street. In their home. No, I don't know where white people come in and get their hair fixed. Might have been one of them. I think it was a beauty parlor on Main Street for people.
And doctors and dentists?
Doctors, dentists. There was.
Where did you go to the dentist? Or did you go to the dentist?
Yeah, I went to the dentist. There was a dentist up over there.
Over the bank.
Up over the bank.
What's First Union now?
Mm. No.
No?
Up here on the corner.
Oh, okay.
It went right up over the bank. It was up in this other building right there. Up over, kind of like up over. That was a drugstore.
Right. Once, at one time, yeah.
And the bank, the dentist office was up there. Mm. Way up there.
So you had to go up the stairs to the dentist office? Was that scary?
No,
it didn't make any.
I was young then. Mm. I didn't mind.
What did you?
And there was a dentist down, no, he knew one month. Who was this dentist? I believe he was down. No, he moved down toward the elementary school.
Mm-hmm. And your doctor? Did the doctor come to your house or did you go to the doctor?
Dr. Woods.
Dr. Woods, okay.
He was a family doctor. We would go to him. If he had come out, he would come. And there was Dr. George with us. Dr. Jim with us. And so, Dr. Doctor.
When he went to the hospital, where did people have babies born?
Born at home, we used to go to Mooresville.
Where was your son born?
At home.
At home.
Dr.
What did you
Woods
do?
Was his.
What? Go ahead.
Dr. Woods.
Dr. Woods. There. Now, what did you do for fun? Did you go to movies or?
Well, there was a movie. There was a movie in Canisius we could go to. Canisius.
Mm-hmm.
And no other fun. No, make your fun yourself.
Well, did the church have picnics or
yes, ma'am.
Gospel stuff? What did you do for them? Tell me about a weekend in Davidson.
They used to have Third Face picnic. They had a picnic on May Day. They had picnics and ball games. And that was fun.
Baseball or football?
Baseball.
Did they play at the church or did they play at MacIver Field?
No, they didn't have that field back then. Mm-hmm. They never played down there.
Oh, okay.
They used to have a field up here at where?
Sadler Square is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But they stopped them from there. They played there a long time. They thought that's a problem. So they put that out. And they give them a field down this road. Down at Florida, across from
where the Exxon is?
Exxon.
Okay.
So we start there. So they could have the ball games.
Mm-hmm. Now, who were on the teams? Were they church teams or businesses?
They just gathered.
They didn't play on the same team every time?
Yeah, they had the same. Well, some teams would come from other places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then play this team up here.
Oh, so there's like a Davidson team that everybody played
right.
on, and then they play, okay, so they play other. I've seen reports, this is way back in the college papers, that sometimes they would have town teams and they would play the students.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the town's maybe older than the students.
And town older than me, too.
Now, did women ever play baseball, or was that only for the men?
Well, sometimes they didn't play much.
Did you do many sports? Did you ride bikes or roller skate?
Skates and bikes.
Did you do much swimming? Did people go down to the river for picnics before the lake came in? Or was it far enough away that you didn't do that?
Some of the boys would slip out and go over in somewhere in some water.
But you never did?
No, ma'am.
Now, you mentioned the picnics on the 31st. Was that the 31st of every month or just the May?
Yeah, the 31st
May?
Of May.
Of May?
And sometimes they would have picnics, you know, in different towns, just mm-hmm. have a picnic.
What about the 4th of July?
Oh, yeah.
Would the churches get together or each church do their own?
The church would get together. They have fish fry. They have a big old fish fry. Everybody comes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The men frying the fish. They have some of the fish, so fish frying in the pot too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and them table spread, which looks so pretty. We call that a good time. It was fun for us, you know.
Did you dress up for that? Was this hat and gloves, or this was more casual because you were? Mm-hmm. Well, what were Sundays like? Did you go to the church early in the morning and stay all day or come and go?
We would go to church in the morning and back, go in the afternoon and back. Go back at night.
Same preacher at the services, or would they bring in?
Same preacher, sometimes we get another preacher. Sometimes.
Did you mind that, or did you like doing that?
I like doing that. My daddy was a preacher.
Oh, was he?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did he preach?
He preached up the road.
Oh,
ma'am.
Okay.
Up the road, Troutman. steeple in Catawba. That's where his church is.
Now, did you go when he preached, or did you mostly stay?
Yes, ma'am.
You did? That would be neat. Did you go to many college games?
Mm-hmm.
Their football games or?
I went one time. I went to Froze.
Oh.
I didn't go to
yeah.
I went with them, but my one of the boys, the Ravens, playing football.
Did he play on the Davidson team?
Yes, ma'am. No, he was on the Davidson team.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to cause. They got too much for him, he quit. That's the one I changed.
Oh.
My nephew, he's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of my boys, Oscar, he went to college only 2 years. Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
And he left and went to Cheshire. Okay, we left in. Left from there and went on to the next.
You say he doesn't come back very often?
No, ma'am. He
doesn't
come back in about 27 years.
Is it hard for young people to stay in Davidson? He went in the Navy, so obviously he was interested in that, but have you seen a lot of people stay or a lot of people go? Or are there enough jobs for people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no jobs for people. They go somewhere and get a job.
Now, how about your brothers and sisters? Are any of them, they lived in Davidson or did they move away?
They lived in Davidson. Well, who did we move to the country? One of my sisters went to New York, the baby sister.
Hmm.
And she stayed up there by. And she went on to Texas. She had 2 daughters. They were grown. And they moved to Texas. One, yeah. They both went to Texas. And one left Texas and went to California. So that's where they are now. And my sister, she went up to Texas. And she got sick up there because something, she died.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a body sent home.
Is she buried at Mimosa Cemetery?
She buried.
When did that cemetery start? Has it been there a long time?
Yes, ma'am.
Before you moved into town, it was there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, there's been people buried over people.
I was sort of surprised that none of the churches here in town have their own cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of towns, it's
mm-hmm.
the churches that have the cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to be in the club or either pay for your burial spot.
So there was an association or a club that
yes,
you remember
club.
Of?
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't, did you go somewhere else then, or?
I worked at more of a cotton mill and more of a laundry a while. And I worked at, over at the college, at the fraternity boarding house.
I didn't realize that. You were a cook there for a while?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
hard work?
I cooked there till I retired.
Oh, how long was that?
I don't know about
do you remember which one it was?
Pack Happy Apple.
Oh, okay.
First, she had started out on Concord Street. That's where she was running the boarding house. Oh, they built the fraternities. So, when they built the fraternities.
On campus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, because. Did you get to visit with the other women who cooked for the fraternity houses, or?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You didn't get to visit. You'd be hollering at them by now, you know. You'd be hollering so close.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have time to visit.
So what if you had just too busy to do that? But could you borrow stuff if you needed a cup of sugar or something? Could you run over to one of the other houses and get it, or?
You could, but we never did do that because. You see, the men would come every day, come back in grocery trucks with them, bring stuff, and you put in, get your order. So we hardly run out of the day.
So you designed the menus? Did you design the menus, or did the
No, the guys did. That teach you.
At all?
Now, some of them designed the menus.
Did the meals change from the time you were there, or were they mostly the same first year and last year?
Yeah, about the same.
What was the favorite thing for the guys to eat?
LBT. Lettuce and tomato sandwich. Bacon lettuce and tomato.
That's what they like the best?
They love it. Oh, my Lord. They would come in, can I have a BLT? We had that by every week, one day every week.
Mm-hmm.
And now they left the other food too. Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever cook for parties when they had dances or anything like that, or did they?
No, ma'am. They had a place for that. And they had, they got a big old kitchen thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you cooked, were women already on campus, or was this before the women were students?
These were the men I was cooking for.
Right, but were there women on campus as well? Was this already after there were men and women on campus?
The women would come in the summertime, but the women would, you would have them come visit sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But the women were staying over there. They would come after the boys would leave. And they'd be there, but I knew they'd cook when they were done. All the boys are good. Some of them.
Do you hear from any of them still?
No, ma'am. The last one I heard from was the preacher. And he done moved away. He preached at the church, Beverton Church.
Elbert Parker, or, oh.
Charlie
Renault. Oh, okay.
He was one of my boys.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
I'm from down the river.
No, when you retired from the college, you really retired, or did you go work somewhere else?
No, my mother was sick, mm-hmm. and my husband was sick, yeah. so I had my hands full.
Sounds like it.
My mother was staying with us. Mm-hmm.
What was it like working up in Mooresville? You said you worked in a laundry up in Mooresville for a while?
Oh. It was all right. I didn't do nothing but pure sheets, slang sheets. Mm-hmm.
Do they pay better than the college?
He come to a close.
Who were some of your friends when you were growing up in Davidson? And
everybody I know.
Can you remember some of the names? I'm trying to identify some of the names of people and when they came in to Davidson. So, who were some of the people you went to school with?
Well, you see, the people that lived, most of them lived out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you would know.
Mm-hmm.
There was Reeds, and there was. Heroes. Henderson's. Anything.
Yeah, and yeah, they didn't ever move into town. These aren't families that live in town now.
Mm-hmm.
What about families that live here in town? Are most of these new people that move, have, say, have moved in since 1960, or their families that have been here for a long time?
They've been here. Going to Houston, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And, Cecilia Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Now, did their families own businesses? Were some of them people who had barbershops or shoe shops or something in Davidson, or they worked for the college?
Yeah, in Davidson, now, the Nortons run the barbershop,
mm-hmm.
And I forget the main name of the sushi. But he was married, he married a Brandon. You tell him Brandon?
Mm-mm. Was there a lot of interaction, excuse me, between Charlotte and Davidson? Did you have friends in Charlotte that you would visit?
Mm-hmm. I used to think so. I had an aunt there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go spend weekends with her.
What did you do in Charlotte on the weekend? Now, was it more fun than Davidson? Were there more movies or? More church?
I hated Charlotte.
Why'd you hate Charlotte?
I ain't never liked Charlotte. I don't know, too busy for me.
Mm.
I went to Charlotte more after we started singing in the choir to different churches.
Mm-hmm.
But we go down there and shop and see what you were going to get and come out of it. That wouldn't be much.
So you mostly go up to Mooresville or to shop now, or Huntersville, don't go all the way to Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just tell me who lives on your street.
All right, the big house right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice affair.
Mm-hmm. And she teaches at the college.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's not here right now.
Not here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Hollis Ann Moore.
Okay.
She works at the college.
Okay, and her husband's Robert?
Robert.
Okay. And how long have they lived here? They weren't born in Davidson, were they?
Hollis Ann was, I don't know who
okay.
that was. And the next door is Linda Fortner. Her husband from Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And
does she work at the college? Her name is familiar.
Linda, you knew Gladys Biles?
Mm-mm.
She lived right there from the Ada Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she worked at the college or not. She might.
Okay.
And the next house, I don't know who lives in the next house.
Is that the one Brenda Tapia just bought?
Oh yeah, Brenda.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brenda lives there. And in the next house is, you know, Betty Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of her children, I think, and grandchildren in the next one. And then Garfield Carr.
Okay.
And this one right here is, Lewis Conan.
Okay.
Son. Mm-hmm. That's David. Beatty right there.
Across the street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's my nephew.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. He's my oldest sister's grandson.
Okay. So you do have some family still in the area.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And was David born here?
David was born in the country.
Okay.
No, David born in, so what David born? David born in Moore.
Okay. But his family was living in Davidson?
They were living in Country.
Oh, okay.
The church out 73?
Mm-hmm.
On past that church.
Okay.
Where his family lived. Beattytown.
I didn't realize that. Now, where is his is his wife from Davidson?
Yes, she's half Texan.
Okay. So they moved in here after they got married.
But I'm not there. They was in the country when they got married. Before they got married.
Mm-hmm. Who are your neighbors when you lived on Griffith Street?
One was Hattie. Mm-hmm. She came to China and she did. And Don Brown. Mr. Graham, he was right here in this room.
Okay.
And Evan.
Mm-hmm. Is she still
she's
in the same house there? Right?
And then on the other side, it was 42 and down there. It was Frank Graham. Rosie Patterson, she moved around. And,
she on Park Street?
No, she's on Mox.
On Mox, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thoroughly confused. When I tried to get here, they've got the road so torn up that I finally just ended up having to go all the way to Taunton.
Mm-hmm, in Taunton. It's about the best road. Because going
mm-hmm.
through there,
yeah.
He's going up there and make that turn, that's so messed up.
Yeah, and I kept running into giant road equipment and guys in the street, so I said, I think I'll go that way.
You could come on down and come in Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
and come around that way.
I started to do that, and I turned on Sloan first,
mm-hmm.
thinking that I could get across, and everywhere I went, there were guys
mm-hmm.
in the road, so.
Mm-hmm. And you could come, you know Maggie Smith?
Mm-hmm.
You could have got on down there, you could come that way, come up to here.
Now, was Maggie living on Griffith when you were there?
No,
she lived in one of
Jones. Used to live on, there used to be some apartments down
mm-hmm.
there.
They were owned by Ralph Johnson, is that right?
No, no, ma'am. They wasn't, I don't know who had those apartments. There was some on the other side of there.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot of little houses. And used to be some, my teach live on Griffith Street. And some Marvin Brown used to live on Griffith Street.
What's the biggest change you've seen? Is it Griffin Street? People moving off of there? Or what are some of the changes you've seen in Davidson? Good and bad.